Begin the current davening says even the tzaddikim will begin on an altar. Begin to the master begins with the Gemara. Sichi chalga bechsad yoshesh la betzimin. If someone puts chach on top of the gazebo that has petzimin, Tosfos agrees with Rashi. What's the case talking about? Where the Gemara proved, rather proved Tavaya, that we find a mechitza making things worse. Because if you make schach on top of an achsad that has petzimin, which Rashi explains, you have two kosher walls, one opposite the other one, and then you have at the edge, you have these petzimin, which are these beams, that's tefach, that's going to be the third wall. So Tosfos says, and yet if you put in the walls, that would be undoing it, and you see that would make a mechitza, make things awesome. But says Tosfos, in your commercial pinch of a kuntras, doesn't seem the way, correct way Rashi translates that what's the case talking about Shishti Defanis Larka, that we're talking about two walls along the length, like an open mavoi on either side, and that the betimen on the ends are the third wall, because the perkam of the sukkah, because in the first perkam, sukkah, it's because I'm based by the rabba, Abayud responds to rabba, and Abaha, in a case when you have a sukkah with two walls opposite each other, my din lach, I agree to you, shim na habakam of a foolish, that's not going to be valid, because like mavim a foolish, and baloyim in pitigrid decision, in that case, you're not going to say pitigrid decision. So clearly not the way Rashi saying it, that without putting these inner walls, that you would have particular decision. Yes, Lafash, rather, says the way you should explain the case, it's like an L-shaped bracket. To be lengthening, it's not on either side, it's rather a diagonal, perpendicular one to the other, and those are the two walls, and that's what the case is talking about, with the betzimin being the third wall as a tefa. Shinek says the master begins with the Gemara, Chetzim Akurev, have it as roof, Kefan Khan, if you have grapevines on one side, Mutlaz Rekan, you're allowed to go ahead and plant seeds on the other side. Which explains to differentiate regarding the laws of Pitikr between Shabbos and Klein. Because the Gemara says, Tabaya, we find Machitz is making things worse by this case that Tesla brings of a house that's half roof, where if you roof the whole thing, then you can't plant on the other side. Tyson says that the reason why it would be permitted when it's not roofed is Mishum Pitikr. It's because you view the edge of the roof as if it's a wall coming down. Now, says Tyson, Abgabdil and Shabbos, Lemon Pitikr, Lishmol, although regarding the rules of Shabbos, we don't say Bishmol Pitikr, Elikashir Talmach is only if you have four walls, which is Legis Rabbein Chanam Rabbein Tam. Yet, so here you see the same Pitikr, even though there's no four walls, because that where the roof ends, there's no wall at all. Kamak Mishl Chalik Ben Klein, Lishabbos still says Tyson, you could differentiate between the laws of Klein, which were told, not in laws of Shabbos. Can Mashiach come? Like it sounds like in the first paragraph of Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, and therefore that's why they differ. Now wait a second. Then says of other coming level, but this I think more previously said the Gitan of the Kabbalah, so Gidel of the Glayim, that the Halacha Mishnah of Shabbos of the small court field being like an opening of the big courtyard, even the laws of Glayim. Now wait a second. If you said there's a difference between Glayim and Shabbos, so then how do we know that Halacha would apply to Glayim too? This is telling me two of the Gitan of from the extra terminology that the Mishnah mentions. Where it says the word of Nishi Kepiskel Shagidil, because it's like the opening of the big one. Mashmalei L'chol Milei HaKepiskel, something for every halachic application, even the laws of climb, that would be like the opening of the big one. The next Tosfos Master begins with the Gemara, Shnayim B'Zeh V'Shnayim B'Zeh, two in this one and two in this one. Which Tosfos explains the difference between our case and the case of combining a minion when you have most in the small one and the minority in the big one. Because our Gemara has a question regarding three karfifas, where the middle one is bigger. It's Mugufefes. And the outer ones are breached to that, the Meloya. Now, you have two people, and each one of the outer Karfifes, you have one in the middle one. The question was, do you combine them to be three? So they have a Halacha like Shiyara. And there you say, either way, you can have three in either one. Or maybe you say, no, we don't know which one it's going to go into, and therefore maybe we don't go with either one, and therefore you're limited to base assignment each one. Now, Tesis comes to address, says, wait a second. We previously had said when you have a smaller quarter breached to a big one. Regarding completing the minion, we have the majority in the small one and the minority in the big one. They don't combine. So wait a second. Here, by these outer kafifas, they're the smaller ones because the middle one is the bigger one. So how do you combine the majority in the outer ones with what's even that side of the gemara to combine it with the minority in the middle one? That's a taste of a double tishabikatan yachbida. You can't compare it to when you have nine in the small one and one in the big one. Where then, yes, the majority do not combine because of the hach over here, ikatayma kadama. Here you have a different reasoning with the nafik lahach lahach. Here, he goes out to either one, and which by minion you don't have that, and therefore here maybe we could combine him with the outer ones, even though generally it doesn't work like that way with the when you have the majority in the Gitana, here you have a different svara that he goes out to them, and maybe you would see him in the outer ones, and then you would have three, and therefore it would be like a shayah.